This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. At least 14 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces during a joint interstate operation on Chhattisgarh-Odisha border last night. The operation was conducted in the border areas of Garyabandh district of Chhattisgarh and Naupara district of Odisha. Our correspondent reports, after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the Kudharighat Reserve Forest area, a joint interstate operation was launched by a joint team of Chhattisgarh and Odisha police and CRPF personnel. Intermittent exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists continued for the last about 24 hours. All 14 bodies have been recovered from the spot. A large quantity of arms and ammunition were also recovered by the security forces. A massive search operation is underway in the area. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of his predecessor Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Last night, the 47th U.S. president ordered a crackdown on immigration and withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement and World Health Organization. In the executive order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the WHO's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms.
We paid $500 million to World Health when I was here, and I terminated. China, with 1.4 billion people, we have 325. They were paying $39 million, we were paying $500 million. It seemed a little unfair to me. So that wasn't the reason, but I dropped out. They offered me to come back for $39 million. In theory, it should be less than that, but pretty sad, though. Think of it. China pays $39 million, and we pay $500 million. And China's a bigger country.
Outlining the orders, President Trump said his topmost priority is to declare a national emergency along the U.S.'s southern border with Mexico to curb immigration. The Republican leader was sworn in as the 47th President of the United States in Washington, D.C. last evening, taking the oath of office for a second term. J.D. Vance took oath as the Vice President. World leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, have congratulated U.S. President Donald Trump on his return to the White House for a second term. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate has confirmed the appointment of Marco Rubio as the 72nd U.S. Secretary of State in the Trump administration. Meanwhile, Indian origin entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will no longer co-head the Department of Government Efficiency with Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today held bilateral talks with Belgian Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Bernard Quintin in Brussels. Both leaders acknowledged Belgium's significant reliance on foreign trade and India's dynamic, growing economy as key factors for leveraging mutual opportunities. They also discussed the progress of the EU-India free trade agreement negotiations and emphasized the importance of prioritizing trade issues to streamline negotiations and strengthen economic ties. Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, along with Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary, inaugurated the India Pavilion at the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Talking to media, Mr. Paswan said he is looking forward for good collaborations globally, adding that the Narendra Modi government wants India to become a global food basket. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended greetings to the residents of Meghalaya, Tripura and Manipur on their statehood day. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said the enterprising people of these states have made remarkable contribution in the development of the country. In Australian Open tennis, 11th seed Paula Badosa advanced to her maiden semi-final of a Grand Slam event. The Spaniard stunned her American rival Coco Gauff at the Rod Laver Arena this morning. In mixed doubles, India's Rohan Bopanna and his partner Chang Shui of China will face the home favourite John Peers and Olivia Gadecki in the last eight clash at Melbourne later in the day. In the men's singles, 7th seed Novak Djokovic of Serbia will meet 3rd seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain. And with that, we end this news bulletin.